This is Ozarks at Large. This weekend, there was much conversation, nationally certainly, and likely for you personally as well, about the sometimes overwhelming task of trying to make the world better and safer. A new project based in Northwest Arkansas is trying to work toward solutions in what can be a rather intimidating challenge, helping the planet's millions of orphan children. Matt Pfeiffer came to Arkansas to work for Walmart and has since become a partner in 101 Ventures here. He's also the executive director of Global Orphan Initiative, an endeavor he hopes will link corporations to efforts to create better lives for children around the world. Recently, he came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio and told me that the initiative was inspired by his family's personal experiences.
My wife and I, very early in our marriage, began to look at adoption and international adoption more specifically as a way to grow our family. And we didn't end up doing so then. But when I worked for Walmart, had a great career with Walmart, had an opportunity to work abroad, lived in Tokyo for almost 2 years. And while I was living in Tokyo, had an opportunity to go and visit China. And while in China, just saw some things that just horrified me. And we made a decision right after returning from that trip that that we were going to figure out a way to adopt a child. And so as soon as we finished that expat assignment in 2004, my wife and I started the process and adopted a little girl. And it took quite a while. It was 2006 by the time we got her home. And it's just been such a great experience for our entire family. And from that point forward, we thought, well, gosh, you know, there's got to be more to it than this. Are we supposed to adopt another child? Are we supposed to work with other families and help, you know, those that are interested in doing the same thing that we've done kind of follow suit? And then found out that some really good friends of ours, the Morris family, he's a Bentonville police officer. They've been married for 20 years, and in their 20 years, they've been able to foster more than 100 different children. It's an amazing story. And speaking with Mark told us that their intention early next year, actually as soon as school gets out, so early summer, they're planning to sell everything that they own and move permanently to Ecuador to start an orphanage there. I mean, there's more than 200,000 orphans in Ecuador, and you know, most of these orphanages are privately run. They're terribly underfunded. And so in having a conversation with Mark, decided, gosh, there's a great opportunity. You know, by then, we had already kind of established ourselves in the business community, and we're doing lots of things with you know, some of the major businesses that have a presence here. And we thought, goodness, there's an opportunity for us to leverage the connectivity that we have in the business community to not just help support the work of the Morrises in Ecuador, but provide a means of funding some of the other orphanages, the incredibly underfunded orphanages that are in that country.
The idea behind Global Orphan Initiative is eventually to help orphanages in many countries.
That's right. That's our hope. And we want to start not small, but certainly very focused. And so, you know, one of the ideas we had early on was, you know, let's just start looking for orphan care facilities in various countries that are underfunded and for whatever reason they're under capacity because they don't have the budget, or they've got facilities that are in a dilapidated state because they can't keep up with them, or they've got a vision to open other facilities in other cities. And so we thought about, you know, do we focus on projects or do we focus a country at a time? And I think where we're at now is, you know, the Morris family has really got a desire to invest, you know, really to go all in Ecuador. And so we've already identified 8 orphanages in the country where we're gonna get involved in a handful of projects starting next year.
Do you have any idea how many people there are like the Morrises?
I think there's a lot out there. I mean, the reality is most of these orphanages, there's an awful lot that are out there that are state-run, but there's a lot of people. You know, we met a family just a couple weeks ago that they're Canadians that back in the 1990s moved themselves to Ecuador. There's a lot of families that for whatever reason have decided to pack up all that they own and go all in. You know, a lot of it has to do with just a love for children. A lot of people just feel like they've been blessed themselves and have a need to go and serve.
I'm not asking you to speak for them, but is it difficult? I mean, it's one thing to say you want to do this, but to pack up and go to a different country that might have different rules or regulations.
Sure, sure. I think there's certain countries that are definitely more friendly than others. I think the Morris's experience so far has been very good. They are certainly not the first foreign family to do this, and so the government already has relationships with families from other countries that have decided for no personal gain to themselves to go in and invest in trying to help not solve this problem, but certainly help take care of a children that they're unable to take care of themselves.
You're going to focus a lot on corporate America.
Yes. I think that, for a long time, families like ours have been fairly faithful contributors to some great organizations like World Vision, et cetera, UNICEF and others. There's some great organizations out there, and they rely heavily upon either government funding or, individual contributions. And what we recognize is that corporate America is able to, in the United States, is able to export about $1.5 trillion worth of goods and services every single year. And certainly those countries benefit from reciprocal trade, but there's so much opportunity there to take care of a growing orphan population. And so what we have done with Global Orphan Initiative is to create a means by which corporate America can invest in the markets where they're doing business, either where they're buying or selling products and services or otherwise doing business. So that's our focus. I mean, we are not going to turn away individual contributions. If anybody wanted to join us and make a donation, I think that'd be wonderful, but we're not going to be soliciting those donations. Really, our focus is going to be on major American corporations.
Any idea how many orphans there are in the world?
Yeah, there's about 143 million, and that's conservative. That's based on a UNICEF figure, and that's pretty conservative. Every year, 14 million of these children are going to be of these orphans are going to age out of the system. So they get to a point where they're too old to stay in an orphanage, and so a lot of these kids are going to end up going into the streets. And there's all sorts of horrific stories about what oftentimes happens to these people, but it's a tremendous number. And of the 143 million orphans in the world today, only about 250 of those children are going to be adopted on an annual basis. So this isn't about finding a home for 143 million people. This is about providing provisions for the folks that are really tasked with taking care of them.
You said 250.
250,000.
250,000 of the 143 million.
Yes, yes.
How, when you hear that number, 143 million, and you think about Sudan and Rwanda, where children are being orphaned daily or have been, how do you, it's amazing that you're not intimidated by that number.
Oh, it's an incredibly intimidating number. And I think for the longest time, well-meaning people, even like our own family, are so intimidated. You don't think you can make a difference, and so you write your check on a monthly basis to sponsor an orphan or sponsor an organization, and you don't really feel like you're able to move the needle much. And I think that is the biggest opportunity for us in what we're trying to do. We're not gonna solve this problem. Certainly, we think though that by joining with corporate America that has so much to gain by creating increased stability in some of these markets, we think we can put a big dent in it. Again, we're not gonna make the orphan, problem, if you will, go away. We're not trying to necessarily find homes for 143 million children, but what we think we can do is improve their quality of life and give them a better shot as adults.
Now you're trying to get 10,000 likes on Facebook. And why that number? Why Facebook?
So it's a fairly I'll be quick to admit this. It's a fairly random goal. We were just sitting around thinking, before we start taking meetings with some of these big companies, it would be great if we could show that the public cares, that this is something that's relevant, that resonates, and if we could have 10,000 friends, if you will, come with us into those first meetings and show these big companies that this is different, it's unique, and a lot of people are excited and are joining with us in a sense. And so we did. We set out a goal to have 1,000 likes by Thanksgiving and 10,000 likes by the end of the year. And we have a long ways to go, but I think we'll hit it.
Do you have an idea of where you would want to be in a year, two, five?
I think we've got some pretty ambitious goals that again would be pretty random at this point. I mean, one of the things that we've decided to do is, like I mentioned before, instead of being random and just throwing money at specific projects, what we want to do is find families like the Morris's that say we've got this tremendous burden for the orphans in a particular country. And so as our country directors, the Morris family living in Ecuador will be advocating in a sense. They'll be getting to know the orphan problem, again, firsthand, up close and personal. They'll get to know the government officials. They'll get to know the business community. They'll get to know the folks that are running these orphanages. And then they will be coming back to our organization and advocating in a sense and saying, you know, we need this much money to increase capacity in Riobamba. We need this much money to take care of a dilapidated facility here. And we need this much money to build a new structure in a new city. And our hope is that in a relatively short period of time that we would have a family step forward and say, you know what, we've got such a tremendous burden for the orphan problem in China or in Kenya or in Haiti. And we would have, you know, several families advocating for the orphans in those individual markets. And we would be coming together and figuring out a way to raise money to address those specific problems.
I love that. Advocates for these orphanages from around the world.
I think that's what it's going to take. It's going to take somebody that it's more than and I don't want to take anything away from the great families that are writing checks every month and not 100% sure what's being done with that money because we've done it for 20 years, my wife and I. But I think that you take it to another level when you've got families that are waking up every morning thinking about those orphans and what can be done to make their lives better.
Matt, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Matt Pfeiffer is the executive director of Global Orphan Initiative and was in our studio earlier this month. You can learn more at the website globalorphaninitiative.com. The organization is also trying to reach 10,000 likes at its Facebook page by the end of this year, and this morning was nearing the 1,000 mark. And ahead on Ozarks, Roby Brock from Talk Business has the week's business and political news wrapped up in one efficient report. And later, how pirates changed the world. Chris Lane teaches history at Tulane University and recently delivered a guest lecture at the University of Arkansas. During his visit, he also talked with us about pirates, the colonization of the Americas, and much more. That's ahead on Ozarks at Large.
Hello, this is Robert Ginsberg, your host for Shades of Jazz, every Friday night from 10 till midnight. On this week's program, we'll hear music from Peter Erskine, Ray Anderson, Ray Charles, and Betty Carter. We'll also hear from Larry Coryell and Freddie Hubbard, this and much more. That's Friday night on Shades of Jazz, beginning at 10 p.m.